And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with South Loop head football coach Matt Jagler, who joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time. Off to a 2-1 start this year. Played a very good Perkins County team last week. Fell to them for your first loss of the year. Just talk a little bit about the bounce back of your team, especially mentally and emotionally. Have you been pleased with the way they bounced back in practice this week?
Yeah, I think so. You know, that was a tough loss. That score doesn't show what the game really was. We did a lot of good things, but we just made too many big, crucial mistakes in that game. And so this week we pretty much worked on trying to clean that stuff up and then prepare for this week's game.
Coach, coming into the season, we knew that there were going to be some holes to fill, obviously, due to graduation from a year ago. Players, I'm sure, stepping up to varsity, but I also know players moving into different roles. How have you seen their transition for those players who maybe are in a different role than what they've been in the past?
Well, we have always stressed, you know, and we stressed at the beginning of this year, too, you may not be playing where you're going to, but we're going to put you where we think is the best for the team. And we've had to move some people around and do some different things. And, you know, it's been really nice. The kids, they know that we know what we're doing, and they just want what's best for the team to help us keep winning games.
Coach, I know that when you look at college and professional football, coaches can go out and they can recruit players or find players that fit their system. In high school, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes you maybe have to change your system a little bit to meet the athletic abilities and talents of your players. So talk a little bit about the system this year. Is it kind of similar to what we've seen, or have you done some different things based on your personnel?
We're pretty much similar. I mean, we're not going to be able to line up and pound it like we did last year, but it's still, we're relying on the run game. You know, that's one of the disadvantages of being in small-town football is, yeah, you don't always get to pick and choose, but we're still going to do what we know. We don't want to put anything more in to confuse them, so you just, you know, keep with what's been working and see how it goes.
Coach, what area of your team have you seen the most growth in from the start of fall camp?
Oh, I would probably say, I don't know, defensively has been pretty tough. We knew we would be, besides our D-line, we were a little curious about that, but our D-line has really stepped up. And so we got a lot of people behind them, but I'd say our defense done good. The O-line, you know, we lost all of our O-line. And so we moved some people around, and just as a group, they've done a great job, you know, and it's both of those, I would say, it's been our biggest surprises.
So as you get ready for Sand Hills Valley on Thursday night, what has been the main focus in practice for your team this week?
Just eliminating our big mistakes, you know, and just trying to get through that, because we have been, like, we're trying to start the game better. Our first three games, we didn't start the game very well. And so we're trying to work on that to get a better start in the first quarter and the first two drives. You know, just trying to make sure we get everybody aligned where we need to be defensively and know our blocking schemes. And, yeah, you know, just the normal stuff, really. But
As you talk about that, Coach, I know that it kind of comes to consistency. So my next question would be this. How do you as a coach and a coaching staff work on creating that consistency? Is it really just through repetition, or are there some other things that you use to try to create that consistency you're looking for?
Well, this week we went with repetition because I don't know if we've done that enough, but we're just trying to get over and over so we all know of our assignments, where we're going, who we're blocking, what we're seeing, things like that. So we have been really repping everything hard this week.
As you prep for Sand Hills Valley, what have you seen from them on film, and what are going to be some of the challenges that they will present to you on Thursday?
Well, offensively, you know, they're very versatile. They can throw, they can power run at you. The sweep game is tough. We just have to, and the things they can do out of each set put stress on our defense. So we've had to kind of look at a few things differently. On the other side of the ball, you know, they're 5 on defense. They come at you. They're going to come up and smack you in the face. So we just got to be able to handle that intensity and hopefully see what happens.
Well, Coach, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Thursday.
Yeah, thanks, Brent. Thanks for the coverage.
That's Coach Matt Jagler joining us on our pregame show.